news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The numbers are just staggering. 3,157 people died in the United States on Wednesday alone from the coronavirus. The previous record was 2,603 deaths in one day, and that was back in April. More than 100,000 Americans are now hospitalized with COVID-19, a number that has more than tripled since October 1st, and sees a new record being set every day since November 9th. Of the 100,226 currently hospitalized, 19,000 of them are in intensive care units and almost 7,000 are on a ventilator. South Dakota, Nevada, and Indiana have the nation's highest number of hospitalizations per capita. California has the highest total with almost 9,400 people hospitalized. More than 1,000 U.S. hospitals already face critical staffing shortages. With the prospect of a vaccine coming in the very near future, three former U.S. presidents, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton, have offered to take the vaccine on camera to promote confidence in its safety. As for the prospect of financial help for Americans before the end of the year, well, who knows? There is a bipartisan deal in the works. This one would provide $300 per week in unemployment benefits and billions of dollars in aid at around $900 billion total. It falls far short of the $2 trillion in relief that Democrats had allocated 6 months ago in the HEROES Act. This package would not include any additional direct payments like the $1,200 checks that many American adults got last spring. But it would include a short-term disability shield for businesses, preventing employees and customers from being able to sue if they contract COVID-19. The Centers for Disease Control on Wednesday released new recommendations for shortening the quarantine period for people exposed to the virus from 14 days to 10, provided they show no symptoms, or to 7 for those who test negative for COVID-19. The CDC also called on Americans to avoid travel during the holiday season. Director Robert Redfield said at a U.S. Chamber of Commerce event that December through February is, quote, going to be the most difficult time in the public health history of this nation. More than 274,000 people have already died of the coronavirus here in the United States. With just 48 days left before Donald Trump is evicted from the White House, he's ratcheting up the crazy. The lame duck posted a 46-minute video speech on Wednesday, which he claimed was the most important he's ever delivered, then went on repeating baseless allegations that corrupt forces had rigged the election in favor of Biden with a, quote, massive effort to cast fraudulent votes. But just the day before, on Tuesday, Trump's Attorney General William Barr said the Justice Department had not found evidence of major voting fraud that would have changed the election's outcome. Sources say that Trump is livid and contemplating replacing Barr as AG. Remember, he's out of office in 48 days. So we already know Trump's not going quietly and that we should expect a flurry of pardons before then. Presidents regularly grant pardons on their way out, but a source told CNN some of the president's advisors believe it would be just fine for Trump to pardon his family members and other associates preemptively, even though they haven't been charged yet with any crimes. This, as the story is breaking about a pardon for pay scheme that allegedly took place in the White House. Stay tuned. Then there's also Trump's elite legal machine, which is more like cracked team. Two lawyers who are or aren't still involved with Trump's effort, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, appeared on Wednesday at a Stop the Steal rally in Atlanta. Powell told Georgia residents they should boycott the Senate runoffs on January 5th because their state's voting machines are archaic and cannot be trusted. And Lynn Wood, a lawyer who's also representing Kenosha vigilante murderer Kyle Rittenhouse and Sean Hannity, said this.
Brian Kemp, call a special session of the Georgia legislature if Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue do not do it. They have not earned your vote. Don't you give it to them.
Meanwhile, the two other crack lawyers, Giuliani and Ellis, were at a hotel in Michigan pretending it was a congressional hearing, streaming online. Their witnesses were about what you'd expect.
The other representative said that you can actually show up and vote without an ID. A lot of people think all Indians look alike. I think all Chinese look alike. So how would you tell?
We're not seeing the poll book off by 30,000 votes. That's not the case.
What did you guys do? Take it and do something crazy to it?
I'm just saying the numbers are not off by 30,000 votes. So
I know what
I
saw.
That they're filling in.
I know what I saw. And I signed something saying that if I'm wrong, I can go to prison. Okay. Did you?
Former astronaut Mark Kelly was sworn in as a Democratic U.S. senator representing Arizona on Wednesday, narrowing the Republican majority during the lame duck session to 52 seats out of 100. Other new senators elected in November won't take office until January, but Kelly gets an early start because his was a special election to fill the late Senator John McCain's seat. And finally, the United Nations issued its annual State of the Climate report on Wednesday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres saying, "The state of the planet is broken. Dear friends, humanity is waging war on nature. This is suicidal. Nature always strikes back, and it's already doing so with growing force and fury." And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.